Hello and welcome to SCN number 160. I'm Jesus and Ryan and Rex are here tonight.
What up? What up,
Hey,
guys?
internet. Anyways, we're
What?
fresh off our journey to
Well,
the Naruto orgy that happened at Anime Matsuri.
It was I don't even know enough about Naruto to make a joke about it.
Same here.
I was trying to come up with something involving Bo-Naruto, like Boruto, and then I realized that was stretching it so terribly.
Yeah. It's stretching it like my asshole.
This joke is gaping.
All I know that's like
Did
such
it happen?
I don't know, but
All right.
all I
For
know
those who
that's
don't know,
what's
quick
up?
background, during Anime Matsuri, weeks before, maybe a week or two before, Craigslist posted that there was going to be a Naruto
I think it was like a month
orgy.
before.
Or a month before. They were
Yeah, it
very
was a month
prepared.
before.
I mean, if you're going to, have an orgy, you're going to be prepared. So they were like, hey, for Anime Matsuri, you could either be in co it's cosplay orgy, saying cosplay, and this what gets me, or OC character. And I'm like, dude, I can just like wear an Adidas tracksuit and the bandana and be like, I could be Cheeky Brico or some shit like that.
Cheeky Brico.
I hope. Like, all I've been able to think about is, like, somebody. What, Gaara is the sand guy from Naruto? He's the sand Naruto?
Yeah, Sanrudo. Okay.
Yeah, imagine Sanrudo running around, like, throwing sand at people and being like, don't get sand in your vagina.
Yeah, that's rough.
I'm still
That's how
kind
sex works, right?
Yes.
Throw sand in vaginas.
I'm still kind of grossed out that it was Naruto Boruto orgy, so
Yeah,
that pairing
incest
might have
is
happened.
cool now. Like,
Yeah.
incest is in,
Yeah, it's
apparently.
incest.
Yeah.
Incest is definitely a thing. It's like cucking, incest. That's the hip new kinks.
I read at least one think piece about incest porn a
It's
week
a
at this point, I feel.
are kinks trendy? Like, do people like follow kinks? Like, I guess maybe a couple years ago, because 50 Shades of Grey, a bunch of normies start tying each other up. That's a trend. Do they still do that, or is people move on to incest, or what?
I think bondage was like the kink to do from like the
In
90s till now.
2014,
Yeah,
2015,
because it
yeah.
does seem like it's trend, like it does follow trends. Because bondage, not like honestly, like people like to play like it's like really different and stuff, but like BDSM stuff's like kind of vanilla at
Yeah,
this
well,
point. So I
yeah,
mean, you
because
have to progress to other things.
the whole daddy thing, that's like normie everywhere.
I'm
Yeah,
guessing
the daddy thing's hilarious
Daddy
though.
Daddy
That
thing
is
might
very
have been like
hilarious.
early 2000s.
What spurred it though? Because I know a lot of people in like 2 2 3 years ago, just like, let's go spice it up in the bedroom because Christian Grey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm guessing like the 70s would be like swingers. Then the
And they're still
80s.
swing though. It's
Well,
like
no, but that was
70s
like
was
the.
deep throating, like straight up. That's what was big and in at the time because Deep Throat came out and everybody was like, whoa, you can get the dick all the way down your throat.
Whoa.
I've read a lot on the
So
subject, so
80s would probably be coke-fueled orgies.
yeah.
And then the 90s.
Or is it the kinks that were what we know of from that decade more pronounced, but everyone just does their thing.
That
Like,
sucks.
there
So,
was still there is still coke fueled orgies right now, but everyone's all organic and shit,
So
so
like
no one
in
talks about
20
that.
years you're gonna look back and be like, oh yeah, the kinks at that time were incest and cucking. She's surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're all about sounding.
If sounding's ever a thing, I just like a
Yeah.
thing that gets popular. I As far as like hard limits go, sounding is like my main. Like, I don't ever
No.
wanna fucking. I'm closed off to that.
No,
I'm
I'm not
never
putting
gonna
anything in my pee
sound.
hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the sound of music. That's not what you think of it. No.
Y'all never put those little rocket firing missiles in your pee holes when you were kids?
No.
Oh, God.
No. Do not.
Oh. Anyways, I went to Mitsuri. It was actually really fun. I got my like I feel like I got my badge worth on on Friday.
That's how I felt last year.
Yeah, like we went to panels, we got autographs, we got
the Morning Museum.
No, no, this year it was Ladybeard.
No, like Morning Museum last year.
I didn't even see Morning Museum last year. I spent a fuck ton of time in the arcade, but the only thing I watched was the opening ceremonies. Which I had some fifis about at the time, but they're no longer relevant, so continue.
I watched the opening ceremonies this time. It was, I don't know. It was pretty cringy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna, like, just say this and we can continue. Like, I feel for something that is apparently as big a deal as it's supposed to be, like, with Matsuri and stuff, they should stop cheaping out on the opening ceremonies, because it feels cheap. I know not a lot of people go to them. They just talk about, like, it's like an introduction to the convention, basically. Like, John Lay gets up, says some shit, they interview, like, they introduce the guests of honor, they talk about, like, all the cool things that you'll be able to do at the convention. Yeah. It's about,
and
like,
people has orgasms during that thing, and they keep going.
Mm-hmm. It's basically, like, the Anime Matsuri variety show.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, yeah. I'm not interested in that.
And then it's like at the end of this one, they're like, oh my god, we had no idea that the General Consulate of Japan is here to present us with a certificate, and then they get all,
they're all like, get out of here, you bunch of weebs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I laughed at that though, because like the General Consulate or whatever was like, this isn't what we do in Japan, but I guess it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, y'all are weird, but okay, come to Japan, stimulate our economy.
Here's a certificate. Mm-hmm.
Yep. More people are dying. We have no more babies. It's like that movie with Clive Owen.
What was it?
Children of Men.
Children of Men.
It's Clive Owen, right?
I think so. I don't remember. I just know it's...
Children of Men was Clive Owen.
Okay, good.
Oh, there you got it. So,
I was also thinking that one movie where he was like shooting a bunch of people.
That was literally called Shoot 'Em Up.
Yeah. Shoot 'Em Up. Yes.
Was it like Paul Giamatti, the bad guy in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
I actually don't remember that movie, but I know I've seen it at least 5 or 6 times. But
it's very forgettable.
Substances.
Yeah. I think I fell asleep to it once.
It's so like over the top that it's not interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's trying too hard. And I'm like, I'm just going to watch some John Woo movies.
Wasn't he wearing, like Converses or something?
Yes.
Yep.
That was like that's the huge, cool, big deal of him. I guess. But speaking of conventions, Comicpalooza's coming around. And once again, your favorite podcast in the whole world is part of the podcast program.
Warlocks?
No, yeah, us.
Comical. Oh, no, us.
Yeah!
But we'll be doing a show on the floor. We'll be doing...
the actual floor. I made that joke last year. I made that joke. I literally made that joke last year. We're really going to be on the actual floor.
Yeah.
Actually, they actually made a 20x20 podcast booth this year.
Mm.
So we get to sit in that and pretend we're important.
Oh man, it's gonna be so good.
Yeah. So guests have been coming up. It's not so much to my taste this year.
I mean if you're into the Netflix series.
Yeah, if you're into like the Netflix Marvel Cinematic Universe, then mm-hmm. you got your fill here, because all the entire Defenders are gonna be there.
Jessica Jones is not going to be there.
That's a female hero, so whatever.
I mean, I'm honestly expecting that they're going to hold her off at the end, though. I'm
like, yeah. Saying, or they could skip Felicia Day to do it, because all women are the same.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they're holding her off until like 2 weeks before. They're like, we also got Kristen Ritter. Woo!
Yeah, you can't have all these guys without Kristen Ritter, and say it's a Defenders reunion.
Yeah, I mean,
she's my favorite one. Like, I want her to be there.
Yeah.
I do like Charlie Cox out of the bunch.
Yeah, Charlie Cox, is a cool guy. Yeah. Like him. Is he British?
I don't know.
All right.
Probably because he was in Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
So that you have to be British to be in that show, right?
That's true.
Yeah. It's required, actually, like, for the BBC in general, like, unless you're, like, Elijah Wood or what's-his-ass on Mr. Selfridge, you have to be, like, what's British. Yeah. can I remember that guy's name. He was on Entourage. Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
Mr. Selfridge is a fucking great show on BBC, by the way.
I haven't seen that.
That's all I have to say. It's super good.
Who is Jeffrey Cantor on Marvel's Daredevil? I don't know.
He's bald guy.
Yeah, bald guy number 5.
I was going to say, it's not what's his name? What's the guy's name? The bad Kingpin. Who's his?
No. That would have been cool to see him.
What's his name?
Vincent D'Onofrio, right?
Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched Daredevil yet, so.
Oh my god, I am so intense.
You know, watch, what was that, the movie from, holy shit, The Hateful Eight?
I still haven't watched that yet.
Oh, no, not Hateful Eight, Magnificent Seven, the remake.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's actually really entertaining, and Vincent D'Onofrio's in there as, like, some giant hillbilly guy.
Nice. I always think of him, like, when I think of Vincent D'Onofrio, I always think of him in Men in Black, like, playing himself in, like, a skin suit, and it was real, like, awkward, and he sold that role real well.
Yeah.
But hey, guys, there is a throwback guest. That's an amazing guy, like a legendary actor.
JDF?
Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, I'm actually really fucking excited about Judge Reinhold. I have, I'm gonna get him to sign my Gremlins VHS. One of several Gremlins VHSs I have. I have to pick the best one, the best quality one, and get him to sign it. It just, like, when you collect VHSs, that just kind of happens. Like, I have a lot of duplicates, and I try and, like, purge the duplicates every couple months, but, I mean, sometimes, like, for sure.
I want to see how much it's going to take for you to autograph and get an autograph from Judge Reinhold. $50.
You can autograph Santa Claus, I mean.
Whoa, yeah,
$30 for an autograph.
$30 for Judge Reinhold.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's really not.
I mean, it's Anthony Mackie's 75.
Oh yeah, it's Anthony
Chuck Norris is 95.
He's like one of the few that's, you know, doing stuff in the Avengers, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy Meets World fans can see Will Friedle.
Okay.
And then of course, they've got the SpongeBob SquarePants voice actors.
Oh, wow. Ask him about memes.
Yeah.
SpongeBob memes.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Hey, here's the magic conch shell. Let's listen to what it says.
We should just present him like a meme book and get it bound at like Kinko's and have just like the most upsetting, like, not safe for work SpongeBob memes in it.
Oh, Ming Chen, of course, is coming back there, buddy.
I'm excited about Robert Englund.
Have him sign your Call of Duty game where he was on. Lance Henriksen should be higher on this list.
Really should.
And Robert Englund too. I mean, they should be higher, I think.
And why do they always only put, like, on his credits that he was, like, in Aliens and the Terminator when he did so many other things, like Pumpkinhead, yeah, which is arguably his finest work?
Hey, Trevor is here from Steven Ogg from Grand Theft Auto 5.
Wait,
what?
Yeah. He's on towards the bottom, right above Ming Chen.
That's
Oh
Trevor?
Shit. That is him. Yeah, he played himself on was it Breaking Bad where they did the cross promotion where he like played himself?
Really? That's hilarious.
I can't remember what show it was, but there's a show where they had him on like as Trevor. And it was really weird. And I want to say it was Breaking Bad.
That's
it's like an Easter egg kind of thing.
That's hilarious.
It might have been Community now that I'm thinking about it. What the fuck?
Is it the same?
Because Breaking Bad ended before Grand Theft Auto 5 came out.
Yeah.
I think so, right?
Well, I mean, well, it could still make sense because
it did. It ended around the same time.
All right. Let's just keep going down the list.
Yeah. I'll figure it out and we'll discuss it later on another show.
The Comicpalooza was able to get Ben Templesmith back. Ben Templesmith was not coming back to Texas because of taxes. He got home and ended up owing $10,000 that he was never explained that he would have to pay.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
The government takes a big bite.
Yes. but that's kind of cool. He's always a fun guy to be around. Gene Hall, also. I know a friend of the show, Alva, is good friends with him, and she's excited.
He comments on all of Alva's posts.
And let's see. Robert Wilson IV, he's going to be back. Get a commission for Robert Wilson if you can. That guy's awesome. He makes some great fan posters, like concert posters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that guy, yes.
Yeah. Like, I think he has, like, a really nice Mountain Goat poster, Rex.
Like, the Mountain Goats? Like, yeah. John Garnell?
Robert is also active in the poster community, making tour and concert posters for bands such as, first one, the Mountain Goats, Death of Above, and The Sword, among others.
He has a really cool Blade Runner one when they were doing a Blade Runner screening, and then he made a poster of it.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So good. I'm going to have to look into this.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's when I saw him in Staple, I ran out of money, and I was like, I can't afford it.
Well, now is your chance again, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up buying, Jen got a commission of Lightning from him, and she loves it, and I got a Kamen Rider commission. And both of them just look excellent and amazing. So I'm probably going to see if I can get another commission. I'm going to see if he can draw Dick Butt for me. Pay $40.
It'll be the most epic looking badass Dick Butt.
Yeah. I mean, Comicpalooza is always fun. This year, no party, no after party. We just got lazy and forgot about it. And it came out. It happened, like, really soon, too. Like, it's 2 weeks away or so now.
Yeah, it's usually at the Memorial Day weekend, but it's now in the middle of May. Yeah. It's almost May, you guys. That's fucking... This year's almost halfway over.
Man, I don't even want to think about that. I've done maybe one... Of all the things I wanted to get done the first 6 months of this year, I've maybe done one of those things, and it was school-related.
I mean, that's
the. I'm really, like, sad about it being May already.
Let's just throw some sacrifice some celebrities to slow down time, like last year.
Yeah, right.
It's like you can either have a very quick year, or you can slow down time with a couple celebrity deaths.
Mm-hmm. So. I think, like, I don't know, last year sucked, but it wasn't, like, as outright terrible as this one has been at times. So, like, I was definitely drinking less last year than I am this year. So, I think that's what's speeding up the process along.
Well, let's go to your problems, Rex, and talk a little bit about Bayonetta. We'll come back to Comicpalooza in a little bit. But we all know that you're a huge Bayonetta fan. And
yeah.
Bayonetta.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you going to get the amiibo?
Yes.
Wait, are you going to get both amiibos?
Yes. Yes.
If you can only choose one amiibo, which would you get?
Oh, Bayonetta 2, by far. Yeah. That's the better design. Like, I actually, I really do not find that design for the first game appealing at all. Yeah. I don't like her beehive hairdo at all. Like, the short hair is just so much cuter, which is weird because I don't like, I mean, I don't hate short hair, but
it just suits her better.
Yeah, it's not my preference, but I like Bayonetta with short hair, like, way more. And also, yeah. I like the, like, shoulder pad things that she has on that costume.
Yeah, it suits her better.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that you know, they're up for pre-order already.
I need to do that right now, then. But first, I have to talk about Bayonetta on PC, because, oh my god. So they were teasing it on April 1st, like this Sega put out like this thing called 8-Bit Bayonetta on Steam. It was like a little free game. Everybody's like, whoa, Bayonetta is coming out on Steam at some point. But no one expected it to be as soon as it did. And I want to say it might have been last Tuesday. I don't remember. Either way, like, very recently it came out, like, out of nowhere. I saw that it was out, and, like, I was off that day, so about, like, 5 minutes after it came out, I was like, oh, I'm not even looking at the price, I'm buying this right now, because this is what I've been wanting for years, even though I already have it on 360 and Wii. And I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to spend... I had, like, 2 days off. I was doing my homework for the week already, and I was like, I'm going to spend the next 2 days playing Bayonetta, like, downsampled from 4K at 60 frames per second because the system requirements are super light, and this is going to be super great. All the Steam reviews indicated, like, very positive, whatever. Well, come to find out, a lot of those people that were reviewing it as very positive weren't starting the game and, like, playing it very long. Because it is not a good port. Oh my god.
Really? Why? What's wrong?
So, why? Like, a bunch of us from the like Steam community forums have been working on like fixing the game for like 2 weeks now, and the closest thing that we've been able to figure out as far as like the actual cause of it is something with the game connecting to the internet via the Steam API. Mm. Is causing, after the prologue section of the game, massive frame drops to an unplayable rate no matter what kind of rig you have, which has been really entertaining to watch because, like, especially, like, the first couple hours of people trying to, like, figure out fixes and stuff, there were, like, drive-by trolls who'd pop in and be like, "Law, get good, scrub, your fucking computer sucks dick, asshole, law, cuck," like, shit like that, like, I'm not even exaggerating, and... It was like, no, you don't understand. Like, a lot of us have, like, decent rigs that are having problems with this game. And it was the, like, computers that are basically potatoes were having no issues whatsoever. So it's something on, like, more modern, like, hardware setups is causing and is still causing the game to, after the prologue on a lot of people's computers, just plummet to unplayable frame rates. And we found... Very early on, someone figured out if you update to, and we still don't know why this works, but if you update to Windows 10 Creators Update, it'll fix the game mostly. And
what?
And that worked kind of for me. I still get, when the game starts loading stuff, sometimes I get like little frame dips. It definitely performs and looks better now than it did on console, except for the anti-aliasing is totally broken. And there hasn't been any patches, and Sega didn't even say anything about, like, post-release support until, like, 2 or 3 days ago. But, yeah, like, anti-aliasing is totally broken, so it does look kind of funky running at, like, such high resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've got it, like, mostly fixed. Because of the Creators Update, but for whatever reason, that only worked with people with AMD processors, so there's all these people with, like, i7s and shit that should be able to steamroll the, like, completely, like, steamroll the game at, like, 8K, like, some people have been able to do, and, like, run it okay, and, yeah, they just can't even play the fucking game at all. But as a side effect of trying to fix the game for, like, 2 days straight... I accidentally wound up becoming the official, unofficial, like, tech support guy for the game on the Steam forums. And that, oh, Lord, fucking Christ, like, I have a whole newfound respect for people who get paid to do that. Because, like, I don't know if that's a job I'd want to do, even if I got paid. Like, I've been ignoring my duties for about a... Yeah, the game must be out for 2 weeks because I haven't even checked the comments on my thread or updated my thread. And, yeah, it'll have been 2 weeks tomorrow, I guess, because I haven't touched it in, like, a week because there's just so many, not only, like, people just like, hey, help me fix my random problem that doesn't have anything to do with, like, the thread and I haven't tried anything in the thread, but hey, I'm important, fix it. But so many people, like, suggesting, like, trying to, like, boss me around, be like, hey, put this in your thread, this dumb fucking thing that I figured out that's, like, doesn't make any sense. But I swear to God it worked for me for, like, once and the game went back to how it was. But just put it in the thread and stuff like that that doesn't help. And then what really, really fucking bothered me was, one, Sega, like I said, Sega did not, like, interact with anybody. Return emails people were sending or Facebook posts or tweets. They were just basically ignoring that there were problems with the game until a couple days ago. And they're like, yeah, we understand some people are experiencing minor issues. We'll have a patch out eventually, and then on that thread, like, the second comment is somebody, like, linking to my thread, and they're like, Sega, fix your shit. And that made me feel good. But, yeah, no, so there's all that. On top of all of this, somebody figured out early on that the pirated version of the game, which is why we think that most of the problems have to do with the way it interacts with the Steam API, the pirated version of the game
runs fine.
Works perfectly. Not everyone, but it works perfectly for more people than the actual Steam version. So a lot of people were trying to post the crack into the Steam forums as a fan fix, and they kept calling it like a community patch. And you're like, no, that's not how this works. And people were getting like really upset, and there was like this whole like war going on against, like, it wasn't even a war, like, we weren't like, a lot of us, there were some people that were like, bro, our piracy is bad, da 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 da. It was mostly, hey, don't discuss this here, because one, we don't know if there's malware, because a lot of times these game cracks have malware in them, and two, if we discuss these in our threads, some Steam moderator is gonna like drive by and nuke all the legitimate information here that is actually helping people. So, like, please stop fucking talking about the crack, and definitely don't talk about the crack like it's a fan patch, because that's not how it is. And people were like acting like fucking Codex like fixed it on purpose out of the good of their heart, and I had to explain to so many people that no, they didn't like purposely fix this. It was a side effect of them removing the fucking copy protection. That's
god damn it.
So, man, that was terrible. But yeah, if you get Bayonetta on Steam, go to the general discussions forum and
Brokenetta.
Yeah, yeah. Brokenetta. My thread is called, where'd it go? My thread is called Update 4 Read First General Tech Support Thread, and it's about 20 pages long now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and that's
so Sega, you shat the bed. Congratulations.
Big maybe, time.
Maybe they'll pay you Steam bucks.
And if you didn't really like care, if you didn't care so much about Bayonetta, you would have just let this go, huh?
Oh yeah, no, I'm not even like. It's been frustrating because it's like I'm over budget for the month, but as far as like my entertainment budget and stuff goes, but there's been a lot of stuff recently that I've wanted to pick up that is on sale right now. Like Super Hot is on sale for once finally for like $16, and I'm like, man, I could just refund Bayonetta, not deal with any of this shit anymore, and like be playing this other game that I haven't played like a million times. And but I can't, like, I feel like such a shill because I can't bear to do that with to Platinum. And then fucking one last frustrating thing about this whole ordeal. So Bayonetta on PC did get patched like about I want to say it was less than 24 hours ago, but they didn't fix anything with the game itself. They just added to the extras folder a picture of the character from Vanquish. So we're probably getting Vanquish in a couple weeks.
Neat.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about that, and I feel even more like a fucking piece of shit chill for Platinum, because all I can think about is, like, I don't care if this has, if Vanquish has issues, I'm gonna buy that day one too.
Well, at least you're loyal. Anything.
Yeah.
To a fault.
Yeah, like, that's just in general a problem I have, like, in everyday life. I see past the flaws of most things, even when I should probably be a little wary. But, I mean, especially with Platinum, I feel like I have a lot of history with them. I've been following them for years now, and they've been teetering along on bankruptcy for so long that now that they're like having success, I want to like help them get success by paying full price for their games, especially since I can afford to do that now.
Right.
Like, I haven't picked up Nier yet, but I'm going, once I'm done with school, I'm going to pick that up. And
yeah, I have Nier, but I haven't played it because I stuck.
I can't. Oh. I'm in the midst of it. I'm having so much fun with it.
Yeah, it looks so good. And I played a little bit of it in your house, but not enough to like really get a too much of a feel for it.
Well, I'm powering up now because I figured out stuff, and now it's just way more fun. The combat is way better now.
Nice.
So, going back to Comicpalooza, a couple of announcements. Oh, speaking of Nier, Ryan is going to be cosplaying, aren't you?
We'll see. Yeah, I'll be cosplaying as a young Nier.
I am dressing up as Nier.
Nier. I'll be far as Nier.
Technically, though, if you're dressing up as Nier, that's for the first game. Papa Nier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, the Japanese got, like, both.
Japanese got Brother Nier.
Yeah.
And then later on, they had a version.
Well, they got both, yeah.
They got both at the same time, because there's, like, Nier subtitle and then Nier other subtitle.
Nier just Gestalt and Nier Replicant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
So I could either be saving my daughter or sister.
Hmm.
Yeah. Man, that game was dark now that I think about it. In the original Japanese one, the brother had to go, like, prostitute himself out and stuff to keep his sister alive, and it deals really well with, like, trans stuff. Or actually, she wasn't trans, she was hermaphrodite, one of the characters is.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she was trans before it was cool.
God, jeez. And then Rex, you're doing a cosplay too?
Yeah, I'm doing Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's almost done. I have to paint my, like, shoe pieces and do a little modification to the suit. But yeah, I'm going to do Spider-Gwen. Or Spider-Gwen, I guess, because I'm a dude. But I'm still going to call it Spider-Gwen. I'm just not gonna have boobies, because it's really hard to do a suit like that and do boobies if you don't already have them, like, stuck on your chest.
Just put, like, socks in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they'll slide down though.
Boobs are
just for ridiculousness though.
Boobs are hard. I mean, boobs are soft, but boobs are hard. Boobs get me hard.
I don't know what to do yet. I've been debating. Captain Marvel sounds pretty cool. Kind of want to do that. Which Captain Marvel? What's his name? What's her face?
Brie Larson.
Yeah, Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. Yes. Brie Larson.
Actually, yeah, Carol Danvers.
Cosplay Brie Larson as the Valkyrie cam girl in United States of Terra. Like, bring some balloons with you, because there's that scene where she's, like, doing the video where the guy wants her to, like, pop the balloons with her butt.
God, that's such a specific thing.
Yeah,
but okay.
that's a common specific thing though, like, talking about like fetishes that get popular, or fucking ballooners or a thing.
Oh yeah, that is a huge thing now. I don't understand that. You could be a Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be Miss Marvel.
You'd be Jubilee.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot. I want to do Boy Jubilee at some point, I think.
I think you'd be a great
Thanks for appropriation, Rex.
Yeah.
Well,
like, we Asians just had a bad year already.
Yeah, I don't know what to do yet. I'll think about it maybe by the time we're recording, and I'll have something ready to go.
Time is a ticking.
Yep,
I know. That's what sucks. Also, for Comicpalooza, our panel is going to return. For those of you that didn't come to our first panel, you missed out on something beautiful, and we didn't even record it.
It'll be even more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I still laugh at that poor old Asian lady that ran out of the
girl, panel. Dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lady. Like, she was an
older lady. I think she was in her young college years.
Oh God, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Aww.
And did we realize that she was trying, even though we were talking about cheese pizza and whatnot, she was trying to learn English, and that's what she was there. And now she's like, oh my God, what is cheese pizza?
Yeah.
Well, no, she was trying to learn internet stuff too. Like, she was actually taking notes.
Whoever you are, we're sorry. Please forgive us.
Maybe I hope you didn't get arrested.
Well, no, because the one that made me note that she was trying to, like, learn is, remember that one slide that's like, hey, where do you go for great music on the internet or something? And we mentioned Kazaa. She asked us to spell Kazaa.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did.
Oh, man. And then last year we got to show everybody a picture of a simulated goats in front of everybody, a goatsy.
Oh, Lord. Yep. Yes, we did.
It was good.
Yeah. And then we described it like very like, you know, as well as much as we can describe things. But
and then looking back at that party, that night, not just the panel, but the party afterwards, too, I realized I'm wearing a hate shirt. Because I was wearing my Pepe shirt that night.
Yeah, well, it wasn't
I wore a Coney 2012 shirt. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Lord.
So last year was a how-to internet.
Yeah.
And this year we're going to be doing podcasting through the internet age, or in the internet age.
Yes.
We're going to
talk about Marconi and how he started the podcasting back when he invented radio.
ignore every other podcast panel and just come to ours, because
yes, ours
probably
is
the only one that you
or you'll learn something.
I just realized too, is like I told them this is an adults panel, and right. Usually adults panels are 7 p.m. and up.
All right.
We're at 4:30.
Nice,
man. So we got to be checking IDs.
All right.
Yeah,
and we're gonna give, gonna are we still going to give people red pills at the door like we planned last year?
Yes.
We're going to get some hot tamales.
Yeah.
But that'll be fun. So Saturday of Comic Pool is at 4:30. We'll be doing our panel. We don't know the podcast time right now. But yeah, that should be Comic Pool. And remember, that's the 12th through the 14th.
Yeah, keep an eye on our... on our Facebook page, and you know, we'll learn more about it.
Of course, we'll have an event page up for the panel.
Yes.
That'll tell you everything that you need to know. Mm-hmm. And we'll be posting pictures from the convention and stuff. And maybe, Rex, maybe we can interview Judge Reinhold.
That would be so good. Like, that's, like, I'm looking at this list outside of, like, Robert Englund. The only other person that I really want to, like, talk to is Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like we sound like so negative when we're like, hey, the only other person, but I think it's just our tastes are completely different than Comic Pool's stuff. But
there's not enough anime.
Yeah, there's not enough like pop culture kitsch this year. I'm sure they'll add more, but I mean, I don't know.
Speaking of anime, did y'all see the Black Gospel Choir sing "Cruel Angel Thesis"?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
It's fantastic. It's literally like six people look like a gospel choir you'll see in America singing Zaun Koku no Tenchi no Yo. Yeah, it's great.
That's beautiful.
It is very beautiful.
It's amazing. Yeah,
I'm hoping they add more, like, before the show happens. I'm hoping they add more guests, like how they had, like, Kel Mitchell and, like, the Backstreet Boys.
I'm saying they'll probably announce Kristen Ritter. It's in their back pocket.
I really hope so. Like, I would be overjoyed. They need to get some, like, fucking weird people. Like, get Eric Roberts from, I know him from A Talking Cat fame, but he did other things back in the 80s that were popular enough to justify him being at a convention. And fucking Val Kilmer is doing Alamo City Comic Con.
What?
Like, 2 weekends after Comic Palooza. I'm kind of hoping they announce Val Kilmer, because I would just... I would cry. I'd get him to sign my copy of Wonderland.
There does need to be like a convention that focuses on just weird guests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like BetaCon?
Like the first headliner being like Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, Tommy Wiseau and David Liebehart, like, for the headliners. That would be super good.
Well, I think we have a goal for next year.
Yeah, if any of you listening to this have more capital than the rest.
Yeah, if y'all want to pitch in to get some really cool people happening.
Yeah. Like, guys, if I was like an angel investor, my company would be all caps. That's what I call my company. Sorry, I just thought of that.
All right, well, keeping it short this week, so we can get to work on all the Comic Palooza stuff. We got some planning to do for the panel. Bring you many surprises there. Once again, you don't want to miss the panel.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what day is our panel?
Saturday. So we're going to be in costume during our panel.
Yes!
I am so excited about that.
Excited to see Brother Near, right?
Man.
I need to wear a skirt, too, so I can manspread while we're at the table. Okay. So, oh, no, we get tablecloths, so you can't do that.
I mean, we can take the tablecloths off.
Also, just to mention, real quick, we'll probably talk about this in our other podcast soon, but the week after Comic Palooza, we're going to be hanging out with friend of the show, Chris Hart, and Eric from Breed and Booze Out for Whiskey Social.
Oh my god, yes, the Whiskey
That's Social. The weekend after. That's a busy, May is a busy month, my friend.
And then The weekend after that, I am going to be
watching
Corey Feldman and probably live streaming.
Yes!
I'm going to get, I have one external power brick. I just got an iPhone 7 and it eats power like nobody's business, unfortunately, so I'm going to probably invest in one more power brick. And
go for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and live stream the whole everything.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for the Whiskey Social. If you guys like booze, 200 and something whiskeys are gonna be featured there, and it's like, and food, like they have really delicious food. You can check them out at houstonwhiskeysocial.com. And also, like, on Facebook or whatever. And then I think Space City Nerd is a promo code for, I think, 20% off the ticket.
Nice.
Yeah, do it. Space City Nerd.
Yes, see us all there. Get drunk with us. Maybe we'll do a repeat of last year. Oh, no, that was Whiskeys of the World.
Yeah, when so I'm pretty sure there's this one guy, maybe several guys, who went to Whiskey of the World, was telling stories like, dude, I saw this Asian guy in a kilt throwing up in a bathroom. You're welcome for that story, you guys.
Didn't you end up like clogging the sink too?
Yeah, and they had to block out the bathroom.
That's so good.
I am not smoking cigars. I can't. I will die.
That's fine.
It's the best part of drinking whiskey though, is
I can't. I just saw what happened.
I'm actually going to have a small pour with my Michael Cuvier and have a little cigar on the patio after record. So
nice. I'm going to, well, I have to open tomorrow, but I'm going to take a shot of that coffee Patron that I got and do homework until I pass out at the computer, probably.
You hear this? Hold on. I'm taking a shot of a Johnny Walker Double Black straight from the bottle.
Oh, loudy.
Oh god, that burns.
Oh, real quick, so today my wife and I have this thing with Bluetooth speakers. I like buying them. Like I have, mm-hmm. I think I have like 5 in my house, even though.
Why do you
like,
need so many?
Oh, wow. I don't know. It's like I buy them and then I collect them. Well, I have one. I have two in my light bulbs, like 2 JBL speaker light bulb things. Mm-hmm. I've got like this one that's supposed to go on a bike. But it's I got it because it was like $80 originally. Got it for $20, and then I got like 2 smaller ones that I'll take to the pool because those are splash proof. Mm. And then today we bought like a JBL Pulse, the Pulse 2. Those are the ones that have like the equalizer lights on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole thing lights up. They're so fucking neat. Like I was just sitting there like watching them the whole time. They sound really good, of course, but like Fry's had them from $200 to like $60.
That's a ridiculous price.
Yeah,
it is. So I had to. Well, I hate Fry's because they make me spend my money. They had a G810 Logitech keyboard, like a really nice mechanical keyboard. Actually, I have one of them. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
But it's not as loud as like normal mechanical keyboards. Mm-hmm. I needed a new keyboard and they were like 150 and they went down to $50.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got there, they had sold out. And I think they messed up on their ad cause they pulled everything.
Yeah.
So I got so mad that I went and bought the G910 instead.
Nice.
But man, yeah, this Fry's promo deals, like I hate them cause I spend so much money there. And so I work at 3 a.m. and that's when they send the emails out. So yep. They're like already, I'm planning already like what I want to buy the next day.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way because I either like I keep a weird sleep schedule. I either go to sleep at 5 or I like wake up at 5 and I like get about 4 to 8 hours of sleep somewhere in between. there. So I'm either like checking the emails right before I go to bed or like on my break at work, like as soon as I get them. And it's hard to not buy stuff from there all of the fucking time.
Mm, yeah, especially in like new release games. They, I bought Nier for like $40 there when it first came out. So, but yeah, it's the same thing as Amazon, right? Amazon.
Yeah, because I do the same thing with Amazon now.
Yeah, it's like 20% off up to like 2 weeks after the game is released, and that's pretty rad.
That's not bad at all.
And they do it with like Blu-rays and stuff too. Mm. I have a lot and books. I have a lot of things pre-ordered because of it, because I can I can afford like way more things now that they do that. Like, I'm getting like the Big O box set is only going to be like $40 instead of like
I need to
pre-order it. It's like, it winds up being like after taxes and stuff, it winds up being like 46.
Cost and of then, not guilty.
Yeah, what else? Oh, Speed Racer box set. If you pre-order it right now with Prime, it's only 20, and it's going to be 30 or 40 when it comes out.
Can we mention all the great anime that's coming out real quick, too?
Yes, sure. This summer. Holy fuck. If you like classic anime and you like Blu-ray remasters of classic anime, you're in for a fucking treat. Like, I'm probably gonna wind up buying almost all of these at some point. And I have a few of them pre-ordered now. So, Speed Racer is May 20th, I want to say. Complete remaster by Funimation. If the YouTube trailer is any indication of how the overall remastering looks, this is going to be my fucking Blu-ray of the year, because I've talked about it on link on the show and on Facebook and pretty much across all social media numerous times. I don't like remasters where they clean up too much, because I feel like, and it goes like live action or animation, but it's especially prevalent with animation. Like, Disney does this with everything that they put out, and I don't buy their Blu-rays anymore. And I don't like it when things get overly cleaned up, because it loses like the film texture, and I kind of like those little imperfections, and the Speed Racer remaster embraces that. And
so you'll have those like film scratches and all that stuff. Oh man,
yeah, it looks fucking beautiful. I wish that's what the Lupin the Third HD remastering would have been like. And
I mean,
not even gonna get those over here because TMS fucked that up so bad.
Not talking shit about like modern animation like Steven Universe or like Gumball, but it's like too clean sometimes.
Yeah, and like, I mean, sometimes it works, but for me, I'm not as huge of a fan of it as I am like Cell Animation and the actual texturing and stuff. But yeah, Speed Racer in May. It might already, I want to say it's in May. It might already be out, but I don't think it's out yet. Funimation also got Outlaw Star.
Oh, yes.
And that's coming out really
Space
soon.
Space Grappling.
Yes. On Blu-ray. It's much better than Firefly. So that's coming out. And then June, we have Big O is coming out, courtesy of Sentai. I've already watched the I don't know if it's going to be any different than the Japanese HD remaster that came out 3 or 4 years ago, but I did watch the Japanese Blu-rays of Big O, and it on like a really nice 1080p set, and it looked so fucking good. So hopefully I'm really hoping they use the same film elements, because
Isuzu used to cosplay a Schwarzwald and just have like,
yes,
you know, mummy with a trench coat.
Yeah,
he's so fucking cool, though. He's so cool. There's not enough of him in that in that show. They built him up to be this villain, and there was not enough of him.
Yeah, he's only in like 3 episodes or something. Yeah. In that,
I also like that weird guy that had like that robot that combined.
Yes, I cannot remember his name, but I will in June when I watch it. It actually comes out 4 days before my birthday.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So there's that, and then right at either on the same day or the week after, Discotech is putting out a fuck ton of things all at one day. Like, they're doing, off the top of my head, Fatal Fury, which is a
US... Yes, I'm excited about Fatal Fury.
That one's a US exclusive, too. Like, they Discotech themselves paid for the remastering of the original film elements and everything, so we're getting that before Japan gets it, if they get it at all. I'm sure they will at some point, but yeah, they're getting... they're doing Fatal Fury. All of these are on June 27th, so yeah, after the week after Big O. Fatal Fury Remaster, they're doing Panda Go Panda, which was an early Miyazaki one. It's two shorts about a panda dad and the panda son, and they get into shenanigans with a human girl. It's really cute. It used to be on Hulu for a really long time, but they took it off like a year or two ago. It's really cute, though, and really good. And they're doing Sea Prince and Fire Child, which is one of those, like, really old vintage-like history animes from before, like, the anime aesthetic was established. It's okay, it's worth watching once. I'm not gonna buy that one. But then, the month after that, Record of Lotus War, Funimation, just announced that they're doing Record of Lotus War. The they licensed and they're releasing in one box set the OVA and the TV series, but they're only releasing the OVA on Blu-ray. The TV series isn't getting a remaster at all, probably because it's going to be too expensive for them to do.
That being said,
the box set itself is going to be like $100, so I'm probably going to skip out on that one for now. But I'm going to get it eventually.
I think my wife would want that series. Yeah, she loves that series. She loves the game on the Dreamcast.
I haven't. I've never played it because I don't have a Dreamcast right now, but I need to get one so I can play it.
Well, there you have it.
Lots of anime, and I forgot. I know there's more, but I've forgotten them, and I'm not about to like try and look them all up right now. I want to say Anime Ego has one, because Anime Ego is still like kicking around, and they put out like their Legacy series on Blu-ray every now and then. Like they did Otaku no Video last year.
Oh man, I remember watching that.
God, I love that. I have that on everything. I need to get the Blu-ray, and they did Bubblegum Crisis on Blu-ray too, and I need to pick that up.
Nice.
Okay, I want to say they have something new. Oh, yeah, I think they're doing Writing Bean this summer. If that hasn't come out already yet, so.
Damn.
Yeah, lots of. It's a good time to be
an anime
lots
fan.
Of, lots
anime
of money fan. To spend.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and end the show for this week, and we'll be back, maybe, I don't know, week or two. I don't know. We don't even. This year's gone by so fast that we'll probably be back next year because we'll forget.
Yeah.
Or this year, sorry.
See you in 2019, you guys.
But for now, this is going to be it for us. Remember, buy your passes to Comic Palooza, go to the Whiskey Social, buy all your animes. Don't pirate that shit because that hurts the industry. And
yeah.
And we're at a very nice time in the anime industry when they're bringing all this stuff in. So.
Oh, wait, we forgot to mention, Rex, what was going to be released for PS4 soon?
Oh, Night Trap.
Oh, God. Fucking Night Trap, man. I don't know if it's going to be worth upgrading that from the Sega CD version, considering I hate that fucking game. Even though it's, like, on the paper, something that I should love.
I wanted just to own it.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'll probably wind up, like, getting a physical copy of it just to have it. But, man, that was... what's up?
And let's just, like, have a drinking game and play it.
Yeah. Like, I think that would be fun to do. But that remaster actually... I don't know if you guys remember this. They tried to kickstart that remaster, like, back in 2012, 2013.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, because that company's been trying to put out Night Trap for a while, I guess. Now they have the money to, like, fully... Because they wanted to, like, fully HD remaster it, put it out on iPhone, Android, and PC. But now that indie games are thriving on consoles, like, to a ridiculous degree, and it doesn't cost nearly as much money to put them out as it did, like, not even, like, 2 or 3 years ago... So I guess now it makes sense.
Limited Run actually means Limited Run. I know it's the name of the company that's putting it out.
Yes, it does. So if you want a physical copy, pre-order it because their copies go really fast. I don't know if they even have it up yet, but yeah, no, when they say Limited Run, they do mean like...
Yeah, we're all looking it up right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Let me know. I'm going to pre-order.
I'm surprised they're not sold out of Darius Burst yet.
Hmm.
Yeah, they don't have it on their... website while they're doing Risk of Rain on That's Vita it. And PS4.
That was on Vita. I've been playing my Vita lately again. I was trying to catch up on some games, and I remember I had Muramasa Demon Blade on it, and it was such a beautiful game.
Yeah, I need to get that. I bought Crypt of the Necrodancer. Well, we both bought Crypt of the
Necrodancer. Yeah, it was like $374.
Excited to play that.
Because I saw Odin Sphere and I was about to buy it, but I was like, you know what? I did not beat Muramasa, so I told myself to beat Muramasa, then I can get Odin Sphere.
Yeah.
Oh, I think there is a pre-order. Actually, there's a third variant.
What?
For it, too. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It's amazing that they have that license. I wonder if Dana Plato is getting paid for that.
She's dead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right,
Dana Plato's estate. Okay.
All right, now let's try to end it again. So.
Sorry, you guys. Sorry, I have to bring that up because I know Rex was very, very excited about it.
I'll get it. I am hoping for Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. Feel that fucking the license for that probably would not be expensive. So I should look into that and seeing what I could personally do to make that happen, because I'm more than willing to bet I could do that for at least get it on Steam for under $1,000. So that is my pledge the three people that are still listening to this this late in the show. I'm going to track down the license for Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, try and get it as cheaply as I can, and the original film elements, and see what I can do about
that.
And he's going
to try to make a sequel with Platinum Games.
Jesus Christ, that's the dream. That might be out of my $1,000 budget.
Plumbers Don't Wear Ties Gaiden.
All right, so now we're going to end it. Once again, Kongpalooza coming up, and also the Houston Whiskey Social. We'll be back soon, and keep checking the Facebook page for news on the panel, news on our podcast, whatever, and other things, including Ryan and his very nice near cosplay when it happens.
Yes, it'll be excited.
We're excited. Yes. So.
Also, but, Houston Womps song posting on Facebook.
We're gonna have an episode dedicated to that. I just didn't know if you wanted to.
We'll talk about it next time, because we talked about a lot of stuff today.
Okay. All right. So on behalf of myself, Rex, and Ryan, good night, Space City.
Good night.